Lowry, Reel 7. Yeah. You're working in the butcher's area or shop on this ship. Do you recall the name of the ship?
This Dilwara, is it? Yeah. We went out the Dunera from Devon. This was a sister ship.
The Dilwara.
Dilwara. Yeah, that was a sister ship.
And she was she was there to take ex-prisoners of war.
Oh, yes.
What was the reception on the ship for these men? You've mentioned how badly how badly treated they were and the condition they were. Was the ship geared to help them?
Oh, very much. I think three or four doctors on the ship. They were examined every day, and they got these vitamin tablets, and different decent food. And it took us 7 weeks to get from Singapore to Liverpool. And that was to fatten these men. We knew it before. They didn't tell us all, but we guessed. Was to fatten these men up. This was a very slow journey home. So they meant when they got home at Liverpool, they looked a bit more like decent men.
Were the nurses on board? Female nurses?
No. No,
just female. The doctors.
Just doctors. Yeah, just doctors. There's women who've been prisoner. Oh yes, there's women aboard who've been prisoner with the Japs. But they're in much better condition than the men. Surprising, yeah.
Did you get to talk to any of them?
Oh yes.
They told you what they'd happened to them?
They didn't talk about it. No, they wouldn't talk. Very, very little. They wouldn't say much. But you could see they'd been badly treated. Being starved anyway.
Did any die on the journey?
No.
And you said that the obvious intention in your opinion was that to a slow journey to put some weight back on.
That's right. Yeah, must have been. No way would it even, because it came from the Suez Canal. Because the Suez had closed during the war, then was opened after the war. But I surmise that. And there was a big improvement by the time we got home. When we got home, we could...
presumably, life on board for them would be very easy. I mean, there was no...
Oh, nothing to do. Nothing.
Regimental, anything like that. Or
bits of early arrangements, concerts among themselves, you know. There's so few women and men that sing songs and things like that. Play bingo. Lottery, I think. A lot of that's called them, I think. Things like that on the ship. Oh, very, very easy. No fatigues at all. We're there to do the fatigues. We are there to help the ship's crew. Yeah. We come through the sewers into the Bay of Biscay. And it was really rough. We got nearly, and we couldn't get into Liverpool. It was too rough. We had to go to that place, and it would be just off Wales. I'm sorry for these lads, because I was single, but these chaps were being married and one thing, they'd been a prisoner of war. You could see the lights ashore, but they couldn't get ashore. For 4 days, we stuck there. Till the weather got better, they'd come ashore. When he got in the bay, of course, we had the bands playing, all the rations were down below, all the tears and what they, yeah. Of course, we were looking down and, yeah. Because we couldn't get ashore then, because we were still on the ship. We're seeing all this, these men leaving and embracing their wives and their mothers and prison. Good Lord, yeah. After nearly 4 years, a long time.
Very emotional.
Oh, very, very. They are very, yes.
And presumably, they if they were fitting up, they would get leave, did they? Or were they going on to other hospitals?
I think some would have to go to hospital. We were checked every day on the ship. I know there's medical every day on that ship.
Well, what happened to you then when they got off the ship?
Oh, well, I'm on a bit on the ship. They were supposed to be late at night. And they came for us, 14 of us. And they took us to the barracks in Liverpool. Stopped overnight. Next morning, we got our train passes and such like. Home. Yes.
Did your family know you were coming?
Oh, yes.
You've been able to tell them?
I let them know. Yeah.
That must have been quite a moment.
Oh, it was. because I took in bags. The cook to give it all sorts of. Even the baker, of course, everything's done on a ship. Even the baker, the bakers, they made the Christmas cake each, me and my mate. Of course, it was November 1945 when they come home. They made the Christmas cake. The butcher gave us these tins of bacon in tins. Was having rations here at school, you see. Tins of bacon. Cigarettes was, I had about over 1,000 cigarettes at that time. I took it back anyway. And the pouches were full. On the end, I couldn't bring home everything.
And you got them off the ship all right? You didn't, no customs men, anything like that?
There was customs men for the crew. Because they wouldn't twist the soldiers. They wouldn't dream of it. But they did come aboard for the crew, customs men. Yeah.
Were you very popular when you got home?
Oh, very. And welcome home, above the door. I get all that those days, yeah. Yes.
And this was your first, in effect, leave, your first leave of...
Oh, yes.
How long did you get?
It was November. I think it'd be a month. I couldn't leave. And you went back to Warwickshire, the headquarters in Warwickshire. And we were there a few weeks. Yeah. To the end of the year. Then we got 3 months leave before you were discharged with pay. You got 3 months leave. Now discharged in that April 1946.
And what was the demob procedure?
Well, you went from Warwickshire, they took us to York. We kitted out our suit, civilian suit, coat, shoes. Trilby, if you wanted it. Yes. Fully kitted out. The demob suit. Yeah. Put in a cardboard box. And you got your travel warrant for the train. The way home.
What
that was when you finally finished and you got 3 months.
What part of the uniform could you retain? Did they take parts of it away?
You could keep your great coat. I think it was 5 shillings for it, if I remember rightly. If you wanted a great coat, I kept mine, yes. I said, I'll do for winter. Or for working anywhere. 5 shillings. I think it was 5 shillings. Really.
How difficult did you find it settling down after the army?
Quite a bit.
What were the problems?
Well, I went back to the coal mine. I was in a coal mine before I went. And I was there a few weeks. My brother was earning very, very good money. For what he called, he was a putter in the coal mine. But I'll go after that. So I spoke to the woman, or the farmer, like more or less. I said, I showed him what I wanted. I said, I want to go putting. So he put me on, used the pony, say, any kind of the limbers. And you get used to driving a pony up to there, to the putters. And kids of 14 did this, just to get me used to the pony. And I'd go under there, I'd be putting. The putter would take the tub, a little wagon, to the coal face, and bring it out again. And I said, I struggled a bit. Then one day I went out to Coalface and I saw these two men on the backs, Ewan, getting this coal. And my mind, I don't fancy spending my life, rest of my life doing this. So I got out. I went and got from my car, I got them. And there were trainees for the building trade and such like, and government trainees. So I got out. I'll travel be a bricklayer. I did. I trained.
And where was the training?
Aycliffe. Where you come from? Aycliffe. That's right. It was where they were making the munitions during the war.
They converted them into industrial sites, didn't
that's
they?
That's right, yeah. We were in up there too in the train. Aycliffe.
Well, then the other ways in which you found it difficult to settle down, you've been used to an army routine for all those years, now you're suddenly flung into civilian life.
Yeah, well, it wasn't too bad. It was a bit strange to get in the routine, yes, well, definitely.
Hmm. But you did settle, obviously.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
You mentioned that it's going back now, but you mentioned that you'd met Mountbatten.
Oh, dear, I forgot, yeah.
How did that come about?
Before I went to take Rangoon. That was in India itself, before I got on the ship. And Mountbatten came, because he stood in the centre of us, he got all the troops, the soldiers around him, and gave us a good talk to him. Like. Said, I know you want to be at there, get to the Henry, you know, that carry on, say. Yeah, Mountbatten.
How did he strike you?
Oh, fire. Well, a fine chap. Naval uniform, white. He had a white naval uniform on. Mm. Yeah, fine chap.
Did you meet any Americans during the war?
No. No. There were no Americans at all. None. That's called a rubbish show. Just watch the TV, don't believe it. None, especially about Burma. I went there. I mean, that's a very rough, you know, these islands. Oof, very, very rough, in many islands. But it went in Burma.
But you didn't meet any?
No. And out there. Of British Indians.
Did you continue with Old Comrades Associations?
Me? No. I intended to. I got the card, I think, but I didn't keep it up. I dropped out. I got back to civilian life and dropped out. I'm not parades.